بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن، قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما، قال ومن ذريتي، قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. وسئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله، قال هي سنة أبيكم إبراهيم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, our Sustainer, and by sending salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our gathering here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our fasting in this month of Dhul Hijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the Hajj and the pilgrimage of those of our brothers and sisters who have gone on the sacred journey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us, those amongst us who have not fulfilled the obligation of Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the means for us to go on that pilgrimage, and those of us who have already fulfilled that obligation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us to those blessed lands over and over again. My dear respected brothers and sisters, this day of Eid al-Adha has a very special connection with our father Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu was salam. Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu was salam is such a prophet of Allah that not only do the Muslims hold him very dear to their hearts, but the followers of the Christian religion and the followers of the Jewish religion as well hold Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu was salam very highly, and they hold him in much honor and esteem. The followers of the Jewish faith consider Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to be the father of the Jewish faith. And again in the Bible, the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is referred to as the Lord of Abraham, the Lord of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was one of the Ulul Azm prophets. And from the life of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, me and you can learn many lessons. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was born in a household where not only idols were worshipped, but idols were also built and created in that house. His father, or his uncle according to some narrations, was the tycoon of the idol making industry. However, when Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards tawheed, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam began by inviting his father, or began by inviting his uncle and his people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first calamity he faced was he was kicked out of his house by his own father or by his own uncle. There was immense pressure on him from the people around him, from the society where he lived in, to give up his call towards tawheed and give up his call towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, he did not step down and he did not give in to the pressure that was put on him. He did not give in to peer pressure. This is that same peer pressure because of which my young friends in their high schools and their middle school and their college and university, this is that same peer pressure that pushes them towards taking drugs, towards smoking, towards taking intoxication, towards drinking alcohol, towards clubbing, towards those things which are not only harmful to their physical health, not only harmful to their bodies, but they are also harmful towards their soul and to their hearts as well. So the first lesson we learn from the life of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is that we do not need to succumb to peer pressure. And it's not only youngsters that succumb to peer pressure. Even elders, they succumb to the peer pressure of their colleagues at work.
They succumb to the peer pressure of their families, their friends, and their relatives. So the first lesson we learn from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is that we should stand firm on what we believe to be haq. We should stand firm upon what we believe to be the truth and not back down from what we believe to be the truth. We should educate ourselves. We should sit in the company of the ulama. We should learn about those things which bring benefit to ourselves. We should learn about those things that bring benefit to the community around us. Those things that will nourish our souls. Those things which will nourish our hearts. And we should stand firm amongst them. First, stand firm upon them. And we should learn about those things which are harmful to ourselves, which are harmful to our hearts and harmful for our souls. And we should abstain from them no matter how much pressure is put upon us by the friends around us, by our classmates, by our relatives and our families. Only then, my dear respected brothers and elders, my mothers and sisters, we can become successful. So number one, don't put into peer pressure. The second lesson we learn from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is patience. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was put from test after test after test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذِ بِتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. When your Lord tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam not once but over and over and over again. He was driven away from his homeland. He was told to leave his family, and ultimately we know he was asked to sacrifice his beloved son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, whom he had at the age of 90. But throughout those tests, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he do? He exercised patience. Not once did he complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, me and you, one test, we may pass that test. But second test, second calamity we befall, someone passes away in our family, someone becomes sick, we suffer from some financial difficulty, some financial loss. Immediately what happens? We begin to complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not find somebody else? I can't take this anymore. When we go through difficulties, let us remember this verse. وَإِذِ بِتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. And remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tested Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam not once, but over and over and over again throughout his entire lifetime. But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he completed those tests. He passed those tests. And when we pass those tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he puts us through, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in return? Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. That we are going to make you a leader for the people. After you pass away, people are going to continue remembering you positively until Yawmul Qiyamah. And that is why every single day when we perform our salah 5 times a day, every single believer, what does he read? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. When we send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also send salutations upon Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa sallam. The third lesson that we can learn from this day of Eid al-Adha, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is the lesson of generosity, the lesson of giving, and the lesson of charity. And we learn from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that sacrifice that we will be performing today, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what? Not only to have the meat of that sacrifice towards ourselves, but the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to what? Split that meat into 3 portions. One portion for yourself, one portion for your friends, your family, and your neighbors, and one portion for who? The needy people, the poor people, those who are less fortunate than us. We should find poor people. We perform our qurbani back home in India, Pakistan, and we distribute the meat to the poor people over there. But also locally, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have people over here who are not fortunate, people who don't have their own homes, people who are not eating for days after days. We should look for these people, we should search for these people in our community, in our city, Muslim, non-Muslim, and we should also allow them to partake in this festivity of ours by sharing our qurbani meat with them, by sharing the meat of that sacrifice with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will reward us for this sacrifice. So again, the 3 lessons that we can highlight today. Number one, number one, not giving in to peer pressure or societal pressure and giving in to the pressure from those around us. Number two, exercising patience and exercising sabr in the calamities and the difficulties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He puts us through. And number three, generosity, charity. And even on days of festivities and days of happiness, we don't forget those who are less fortunate than us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sacrifice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting in the month of Dhul Hijjah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hajj of the Hajjis. At this moment, we also remember all our brothers and sisters who have passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our brothers and sisters who are sick, who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them complete cure. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our brothers and sisters who are going through difficulties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their difficulties. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our country, for the people of this country. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect this country. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the people of this country. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow peace to prevail over here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all doors of goodness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us locks for evil. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.